The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. In studio with this is Mary Bontrager, one of the executive vice presidents of the Greater Des Moines Partnership, and we're going to talk about the DSM Fellowship Program, which is brand new here for Des Moines. But before we go there, I want to ask her a question about a news story that we had last week and that we poo-pooed, by the way. Something about Des Moines being the site of the unhappiest people in America. What is with this, Mary? What's going on there?
Well, it was an online blog ranking. They said we were the unhappiest city for workers. And, you know, we just completely disagree with that.
Well,
and
I would hope so.
To be perfectly honest, it's not just that we disagree. Nationally, there have been many rankings that are data-driven, data-supported, that have named us things like the number one best city for business and careers, number one best city for young professionals. And we're in the top cities for wonderful things like home ownership.
And
it goes on and on. And in addition to that, not only do we have the national research, but as you might recall, Michael, we talked several months ago about the results of our very own community connectedness survey. And our own residents tell us 90-some percent said this is a community that they would recommend to others. It's a community where they have great pride in. And when we
also a community that they said that they feel as though they are listened to and they can be involved in projects here.
Absolutely. And that was not only in the community, but in the workplace.
Yeah.
We ranked high on ethics and integrity in the workplace. We ranked high on responses that said they believe they had the opportunity for their voices to be heard in the workplace, all of the things that are very important. So, you know, from our research and that of a very established national publications and research organizations, we believe the numbers say something differently. And honestly, if we were that unhappy, I don't think we would be the fastest growing metro in the entire Midwest.
I think you're probably right with that. And yeah, we saw that story and went, what? Where did this stuff come from? Of course, you know, if it's on the internets, it's got to be true. And speaking of ethical, we just had a news story before you walked in the studio about Principal Financial Group being named one of the most ethical companies in the nation. So
isn't that wonderful?
Stuff. Yeah,
good
stuff.
Very, very proud of Principal.
As a matter of fact, I just had a conversation with Dan last week during a very successful day on the Hill with the partnership.
Yes,
and they're all invested in the Future Ready Jobs program here in Iowa. Good stuff. Anyway,
absolutely.
You know, there's a case in point about how connected we all are here.
Absolutely. You look at Dan Houston and, you know, leading this global company that is recognized for their workplace, their high level of standards and ethics. And we're very fortunate that he is in his second year as chair of the board of the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
Can't get much better than that.
We certainly can't.
All right. So we're here to talk about the DSM Fellowship Program. This is brand new. What is all this about, Mary?
Well, so the fellowship concept really came to the partnership through a couple of individuals that work at John Deere. One in particular, Matt Haney, his daughter is experiencing the opportunity to go through a program in Indianapolis called the Orr Fellowship, and it's been in existence for several years. The experience that she's having is just quite incredible. And so Matt and several of his colleagues at John Deere said, why can't we do something like that in Des Moines? The idea of the fellowship program, the DSM fellowship program, is to create a 2-year enhanced experience for college graduates while they are having the opportunity for great career advancement here in Central Iowa. We want to enhance that experience by adding an outside curriculum that's very intense on advanced professional development, structured community engagement, so getting involved in community projects, a lot of leadership engagement. So when you talk about connectivity of our community, that's one thing that's really special here is the ability to connect with leaders. And so that's a big piece of the program. In addition to really this cohort group of fellows spending 2 years together and really embedding themselves in our community, ultimately, this is a way that we want to really grow the future leadership in Central Iowa with an intentional focus in recruiting diversity to the program.
I think when I first learned about this, this sounds like something that, and you hit the nail on the head, this is a way in which we can start to groom future leaders. And once you get individuals integrated and involved in the community, the highly more likely they are to stay, and that does away with the brain drain that some people do tend to talk about. But you know, we're seeing great numbers of individuals flocking to Central Iowa, the 23 chambers that overseen by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, and those numbers continue to swell. But what a great idea, especially in the diversity field. You know, that is something that really caught our attention. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, we feel by adding the fellowship program, it will really allow us something special to talk about when we're on campuses recruiting. And this could just be that added carrot that will help us attract someone here that has many choices. You know, they might be being recruited to much larger metropolitan cities, but we think that this enhanced experience they will have their first 2 years here, plus showing that we are wanting to make an investment in them, again, for that long-term leadership that we hope they will contribute to Greater Des Moines. You know, we have many wonderful leadership programs, and this we look at as just a way to maybe begin that continuum of growing their leadership opportunities here.
So how does it work, Mary? How does the DSM Fellowship Program, how does it work? How does it do what it does?
Well, we're still in
process.
So for 2018, we will pilot the program. So we want to test the curriculum. We want to test all of the experiences that the young adults will be having. So the idea for 2018 is we will have companies that will sponsor someone, a recent graduate that they have hired or will be hiring to come on board with them in late May or June. And then those individuals will be in the program for 2 years, as we're testing the curriculum and all of the added events and activities that will go along with the fellowship program. Once we've really said, yes, this we have it down, the idea is that then we will begin as the partners into the program, collectively building a candidate pool that the partnering companies then can select their candidates, not only to come to work for them, but also to put them into the fellowship program.
Nice. You know, one of the things that is so often said about us here in Central Iowa is, why would anybody want to come here? You know, you have the coast, you have the south, you know, with the weather, and here we have 18 degrees and snow. You know, but at the same time, you've got to give individuals a real reason to relocate here that's going to be assistive to their careers in the long term. And this sounds like that does that.
Yeah, it is an additive as it comes to, again, our ability to recruit some of that talent that has many choices. And we are very fortunate here. We are growing. We have our fastest growing age demographic is that 25 to 34-year-olds. So, and they are all wonderful people that we are recruiting to the community and adding great value to the community. This is just a little bit more of an intentional program to perhaps, hopefully, allow us to recruit some of the talent that we might not otherwise have been top of their list.
Right.
And more importantly, retain them here for the long term.
Sure, sure. And the other part, and I know the partnership's very, very involved in the whole immigration conversation.
Yes.
You were last with us to talk about how important that is for workforce development here in central Iowa. And so the diversity side of this would also play a part in that as we bring individuals of different backgrounds or different cultures from other parts of the country here to central Iowa. And that could have a big boost on, well, on understanding and perhaps acceptance.
Absolutely. Understanding, acceptance, and, you know, think about an individual that perhaps we could recruit from the East Coast that is now going to be a champion to others as to what Des Moines has to offer. And that this unique experience that that we don't believe they can get anyplace else, because this will be the DSM Fellowship. And yes, we are looking at another program to kind of build off of. This will be our program.
Sure. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that this had come out of John Deere, because that was the second of the two companies that were just selected as the most ethical companies in the Midwest, in America. And of course, John Deere, which is headquartered in Moline, but has thousands of workers here
Absolutely.
In Iowa.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good stuff. As always, it is called the DSM Fellowship, and brand new for the Greater Des Moines Partnership, and as well as all of us. And I think really the bottom line of all this is the more that we do things like this, the better off we all become, and the better off our community becomes, not only from the sociological standpoint, but also from the financial and career background.
Oh, that is so true, Michael. And these are also things that make us unique and set us apart.
Yeah. Another feather in the cap.
Another feather in the cap. And that's, you know, that's what we're really good at, is building things ourselves that are of value to us here in Greater Des Moines.
Yeah, good stuff. Thank you, Mary Bontrager. Good
Thank
to have you,
Michael.
Back.
It's always,
You know who else is coming in this week? That Mike Caldwell guy.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to adore some walls or something with his startup story. That's coming up yet this week as well.
It's another exciting component of our community.
Always. All right. Mary Bontrager, ladies and gentlemen, with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. We've been chatting about the DSM Fellowship, soon to launch here in our community. All right, we're going to take a break, find out what happened today on Wall Street. You know, we were on tap to reverse the course that we set last week, by the way. Markets posted their worst week in 2 years. It all turned around on Friday, and it continued that turnaround earlier today. We'll take a look at all the markets when we come back on the Monday edition of the Business News Hour.